Blog Talk Radio.
Come out the way I'd really like it to. It's just an intro, but still, it's an important intro. The intro comes from a friend of mine, Richard Daynor. Back in the day, Richard Daynor and I went to school together back in Jackson Heights, Queens, in New York City. Every once in a while, there'd be a substitute teacher, and substitute teacher wouldn't be able to get our attention as, you know, we were. And a couple times I remembered him saying, well, what do you want to do? And the class would say, yeah, let's listen to Richard play the piano. And he'd go up to the front of the room and play on the piano. Let me tell you something, this boy has some talent. So if you ever need a keyboard guy or an extra track or two for an upcoming album, Richard Daynor is your man. All right, anyway, let me say hello now to Shane and Krista, my partners. Shane is out in Baton Rouge right now working with Lewis Stone. Krista just finished her classroom work to become a veterinarian. Now she's on to her clinicals. Good luck, Krista. We love you. I believe it's also Shane's birthday today. Well, how about that? Happy birthday, Shane. As a matter of fact, if it's Shane's birthday, it's also my brother Neil's birthday. So happy birthday, Neil. Neil also sent me some music for one of the bands that he does, a band called Sainthood Reps. The song they sent me was Anorexiac. If you ever get a chance to listen to it, it's pretty good. Right now, we'll stick with Richard Daynor's music. But you never know. One day, we might hear Sainthood Reps on our intro, too. Anyway, the call in number, if you want to call in, is 818-369-1429. I am Bam, the Cayman Hunter. My webpage is caymanhunter.com. That's CAIMANHUNTER.com. You can find us on blogtalkradio.com/BAM, the Cayman Hunter, with dashes between the words, BAM, the Cayman Hunter. Facebook, BAM, Cayman Hunter. Plug it in, you'll get me. Google, BAM, Cayman Hunter, you'll get me. If you look in, if you do Skype, or I guess Skype's about the only one I actually use, it's Cayman Hunter without the vowels. Just in case, for those of you who are a little bit slow, that would be CMNHNTR. CMNHNTR, that would be on Skype, and I don't know if there's like maybe Yahoo or something else, probably do it there too. Friends of our show that I'd like to mention before we get into our show is ForgetMeNotForKids.com. AustinCustomPollard.com. And if you'd like to be a friend of the show, just drop me a line at bam@caymanhunter.com. Also on caymanhunter.com, if you want to say hello to us, we have a message board. You can find the link at the bottom right column of the website. And if you're interested in caimans for any reason, other than the stuff that I get you on the air, you can go to my site, caymanhunter.com, look up for sale.html, rescues.html, or links.html. That would be caymanhunter.com/forsale.html or /rescues.html or /links.html. And on our links page, we have all of our friends, the friends of the station, friends of the show, friends of rescues, other types of rescues, information about rescues and about Cayman. And if you want to be linked, also drop me a line or leave a message on a message board, bam@caymanhunter.com, or on a message board at caymanhunter.com at the bottom right of the screen. After the show, archived copies of this and previous shows can be found at blogtalkradio.com/bam-the-caymanhunter and also caymanhunter.com/radioshow.html. Well, today I figured I was going to talk about two different topics. They're both relatively short, but I figured I could go over both of them while I'm here. The first one I was thinking about was homing caiman. If you have one, want to know what, or you want to get one, want to know how to home, you know, how to make an enclosure for it, or what type of an enclosure the animal would actually need. And also a little bit about the health and the health risks and the health problems that caiman might have, of, you know, that you come across, that you might find if you get yourself a caiman. So get right to it. If you want to call in and ask any questions, the call-in number again is, I know what that is. I do. That call-in number is 818-369-1429. Okay. When considering getting yourself a caiman, the first thing you need to do is think about an enclosure for it, where it's going to be living. In order to figure out how to make an enclosure for your caiman, what you need to do is take your largest caiman, whatever size that largest one is. If you only have one, that's a good thing. If you have more than one, you want to get the largest one. The enclosure should always be at least twice your largest caiman's length for the width of the water area and three times your biggest caiman's length for the length of the water area. In other words, if your caiman is 2 feet long, the water area needs to be 4 feet wide by 6 feet long. That would be for now if your caiman is 2 feet long. Remember, the animal could grow to be 6 feet in length, in which case, either give them to us or make sure you have an enclosure that has a water area that's 12 feet wide by 18 feet long. Although in any case, 2 feet or 6 feet, the depth of the water doesn't need to be more than about 1.5 to 2.5 feet. The shallowest should be 1.5, but the deepest doesn't really need to be more than 2.5 feet at any point. And the edges should always be, should become shallow, like in a child's kiddie pool, the way they slope so the kids can climb up and climb down or slide in and slide out, so they can get out, so the animals can also get out of the water without too much difficulty. The land area around the watered area needs to be at least big enough for the animal to turn around on and to bask, because they'll want to come up out of the water, turn around, wiggle their tail a few times, and then catch some rays, which means it needs to be at least one times the length of the animal so it can crawl out and turn around. Okay? If you're doing all this outdoors, great. Make sure that wherever you're living is warm enough all year long. If it's going to be outdoors and it's not going to be warm enough in the winter, which sometimes that happens even in Texas, where we are, right outside Austin, Texas, outside of Austin, Texas. In Austin, Texas, you actually can't own Cayman. But outside Austin, Texas, outside city limits, you can. And it does get a little bit cold during the winter. So you need to have an enclosure around your enclosure. You need to have, like, some sort of a closure around it, something to keep the heat in and the cold air out. And also with ventilation, like a window, so that if it does get too hot, you can air it out, cool it off. The ambient temperature, water and air, should be between 85 and 90 degrees. And that being said, if you have a way to make the water and the air 85 to 90 degrees on, like it's averaging about 90 degrees or 85 degrees on one side of the pond, that's okay. You don't have to do both sides of the pond. Let the other side get a little bit cooler or a little bit warmer, and that way it'll have a temperature difference from one end to the other, so the animal can choose, the reptile can choose, whether it wants to regulate itself or go to the hotter area or go to the cooler area or what it likes better. And that would be both the land part and the water part. They do like to regulate their own body temperature. Well, they have to regulate their own body temperatures being cold-blooded animals, but every once in a while they do like to choose to cool off a little bit or heat up a little bit depending upon what's going on. During the day, sometimes they do like to get out in the heat, catch some rays, build up their body temperature, and then at nighttime they can go underwater, stay underwater longer, and only come up if they need to breathe or eat. If you keep your caiman indoors, you need to provide it with UVA and UVB light for the daytime. Something that'll be a fake sun. It needs the UVA and the UVB light rays for its growth, for its health. And at nighttime, you also need the heat elements to make sure that it's still 85 to 90 degrees, but without the light. So it needs to be 85 to 90 during the day. It could be a little bit cooler at night. You are turning off the UVA and UVB bulbs, but you want it to be warm just the same. So even if with your UVA and UVB bulbs during the day, you do need to add a heating element. Most of the time, depending upon where you are and what you're doing, what kind of enclosure you have. Again, the ambient temperature should remain between 85 and 90 degrees. And that's both for the air and the water temperatures and for the incubation and nesting, which we talked about last week. Okay. All right then. Well, okay. Since we're about 15 minutes into the program already. Again, let me tell you that our call-in number here, if you want to call in, and really I'd love to hear from you. If you want to call in, it's 818-369-1429. If you want to call in afterwards, I'm not sure that we can because you're a little bit shy or whatever, but feel free to try. If it doesn't work, please just drop me a note on our webpage, CaymanHunter.com, or on our guest book, or drop me an email at bam@caymanhunter.com. Okay, so let's move on to homing. I'm sorry, let's talk about health for a little while. We just talked about making an enclosure for the reptiles. Let's talk about caiman health for a little bit. Now, over the years and the vast number of caiman that we've come across at Cayman Hunter, we've run into various problems concerning the health of some of the reptiles by owners who didn't do a spectacular job with their charges. If you care for your animal and feed it properly, give it the right light, give it the right space, clean up after it, feed it properly, these reptiles will basically take care of their own health. They'll heal themselves most of the time. Even on South America, if one gets a foot bit off, it could still live. I mean, it doesn't bleed to death. If a tail gets bitten,
it can heal, and it'll heal itself. It'll find somewhere to go, and, you know, sort of like a cat, it'll just lick its wounds and come back another day to fight again. But sometimes people don't do a very good job with the charges, or sometimes something happens that's unforeseen, and you have no choice, and you have problems with their health. So let me give you a list, not really a list, but let me mention some of the problems that we've run into and some of the cures or explanations that we could give you for those. If you don't use proper lighting, the animals won't grow properly. If you don't put in the UVA and the UVB, they're not going to grow properly. We had one like that. We had a 10-year-old caiman that wasn't 2 feet long. And when we got it back to our enclosure, started feeding it properly and putting and it got regular sunlight, she grew to be about 4 feet and probably over the next 2 years, she grew 2 feet in about 2 years. So after 10 years, didn't grow at all because it wasn't being, didn't have the right lighting or food. And, well, actually the right lighting. Had the right food, right lighting, and just didn't grow. So we gave it the right lighting, and sure enough, it grew. Also, if there's not enough calcium in their diet, they won't grow. So if all you're doing is feeding it meat, which they need meat, they're carnivorous, they're going to eat meat. They're going to eat a lot of meat. They're probably going to eat about a pound of meat a week after they start getting into a regular routine. About a pound of meat each week for about a 2 to 3 foot caiman. As they get bigger, a little bit more, not much, but about a pound a week. So if you're feeding it like half pound rats, you need 2 of them. Bunnies, chickens, 1 is enough. If the animal's alive, because they'll tear apart, pull the legs and hair and stuff off. If you're giving it chunks of meat, don't forget that you need to add calcium. If all you're doing is giving it meat every week, you need to add like a Reptical or some other reptile calcium mixture. It comes in a white powder. You can take the chunk of meat, cut it up into little pieces, put it in a baggie, dump a lot of Reptical into it, shake it up like shake and bake, make sure it's coated. You know, you can rub it in like it's a rump roast or you're getting ready to smoke a brisket. You want to rub it in a little bit, make sure it gets inside it. Roll the meat around in it, make sure it gets nice and coated with the calcium powder, and then you feed it to your animals. They need the calcium. If they don't get the calcium again, they won't grow properly. So the cure is, if not growing properly, give it the right lighting, give it enough calcium, and actually that'll take care of the problem. If you look to our webpage, caimanhunter.com, and look at Frankie, look up Frankie, you'll notice Frankie on the photo page, if I'm not mistaken, the photo gallery, we have a thing called Frankie from when we got him to when he got better, and we tell you all about it. You also received one that had its mouth taped too long. This girl got to be about 4 or 5 feet, and we got her, we named her Angel, and these people were afraid of it because it was so big, and they were afraid it was going to get hurt. So when they were able to get its mouth taped, then they were afraid to cut the tape off of its mouth, so they just left the tape for months. When we got the animal, and we had to cut the tape off, it wasn't real nice. I don't know if you've seen these television programs where the bad guy tapes the girl's mouth closed and then the cops come in and say, "We got you," and they rip the tape right off the girl's mouth. Well, you can't really do that in real life. You rip the tape off somebody's mouth, if the tape's been there a while, the adhesive is going to take the skin with it. And sure enough, you do the same thing with a reptile when its mouth's been taped for months at a time, and it's going to rip the skin right off of it. So we have to be real careful about getting it off. We have to figure out a way to cut through the adhesive without cutting the skin, without irritating the skin any more than it was already irritated, and we have to get that tape off. Finally, did get the tape off, we found that there was mouth rot like you wouldn't believe. And over the course of the next few months, we had to take the animal out of the water every, for a while. And we had to take the animal out of the water once a week and give it a shot, penicillin shot, for the infection in its mouth. We had to give it a shot of penicillin once a week. Yeah, if you've never given a reptile a shot, yeah, that's a lot of fun, let me tell you. Trying to get in between some of the scutes or plates on its back. That's a lot of fun. So trying to do that, give it the penicillin, and every day we had to take it out and brush its teeth. And if you think giving an animal a shot, a reptile like that, a caiman, a crocodile, an alligator, anything with teeth, snakes, shots once a week is bad. Try brushing its teeth. Maybe not snake. Well, even snakes probably. But try brushing a crocodile's teeth once in a while. Yeah, every night we have to brush its teeth with this tooth stuff, you know, because their teeth were bad, because its teeth were bad after being rotted and stuck, you know, enclosed for all that time. And we have to put a salve on the irritated skin in order to help it heal and make sure that we were putting the right stuff on it and healing it and wasn't irritating the animal. And for quite a while, it was bothered. You could tell it was bothered. It was real mad, and it couldn't eat properly. We had to feed it. Once a week, we had to practically force feed it, make the food so small that Angel could swallow it without having to have to chew. But sometime around, I don't know, maybe it was about 2 months later after all this started, one day we pulled Angel out of the water, and she opened her mouth, and we were about to stick this giant toothbrush in that we built just for the occasion, and she snapped her jaws shut. It sounded like two two-by-fours smacking against each other. Pow! And she just looked at us, and we knew she was feeling better. And then we just put her in the pond with the rest of the animals. No longer needed to be quarantined. And sure enough, food, light, calcium, clean water, not tape in her mouth. And she grew to be about 6 feet long by the time we finally found a home for her. It was the first time we'd ever seen a female caiman grow to be 6 feet long. Because usually they don't get more than about 4.5 feet. It was amazing. And Angel was probably one of my favorite animals of all time. But if you're thinking that I used it as a password somewhere, don't try it. You'd just be wasting your time. I remember watching a show the other day and said, oh, what's his favorite pet's name? And they tried right away, and they used the guy's pet's name, and they found out his password, and they got into his account. Yeah, we're not that silly. But, well, because we tell you all about our animals, give you their names, we wouldn't dare to use them as our passwords. But go ahead and try if you want to. But Angel is one of my favorites. I really liked Angel. If the water isn't cleaned or filtered properly, the animals will get sick. If the water gets too cold, they could die. If it gets too hot, they can die. If they can't regulate the temperature, they can die. They can get really sick. The same with the water. You know, if you have to clean the water, change the filter, keep the temperature correct, and they'll do really good. Now, sometimes the water can stand to be a little bit on the brackish side. Caiman often use brackish water to assist in their ambush of live prey. So they like it a little bit brackish. As a matter of fact, a lot of times when you go to feed it, when you find out feeding, we'll go to feeding one day. I'll do a show on feeding one day soon. But when you go to feed it, if you put the food in the right place all the time, in the same place all the time, and they know what day it is, and they see the white bucket coming, and they come in, and they're coming because they know it's going to be food, they'll purposely slap the dirt at the bottom of the pond around, bringing, you know, making the water brackish all around them, and, you know, purposely move stuff around and make it tough to see so that they can come to the edge where you feed and be able to attack the food quickly, quietly, and in an ambush posture. You have to be real careful when they do that, that you do find them before you start sticking your fingers in the edge of the water. That's the only time. You know, I've said this before, I'll say it again. You know, people were always afraid of the caiman. We put it out at the Cayman Ranch, and our neighbors were afraid. Oh, my God, caiman, they're going to kill us. They're not going to kill you. Look, they don't want to be out of the water any more than you want to be in the water. And if you're on my property, if you're in the water, that means you're on my property, and you shouldn't be on my property to begin with. However, that being said, if you don't put your hand in the water on feeding day in the area that they eat at, they're not going to bite your hand. I mean, we go into the water with our bare feet to clean the filters. Cleaning day is cleaning day, and they know it's cleaning day, and they stay away from us. Feeding day is feeding day, and they know it's feeding day. We have a joke around here that Friday is payday. Everyone gets paid on Friday, and that includes the caiman. They get their pay, too. We bring the food out in a big white bucket. They see the bucket. They see us. They see us going to the one area that we used to feed, and they're ready. Sometimes they come out. Sometimes they snap. Sometimes they come up out of the water. We take a long pair of tongs, put the food over the water, about a foot out of the water, and they'll spring straight up and grab it right out of the tongs. It's wonderful to see. One day we're going to have to try to get a video together and get that up online for you guys to see, because that is something really cool. Anyway, it's pretty much all the stuff I could think of. There are any number of ways that you can abuse your animal, any number of ways you can neglect your animal, and all of them are shameful. But if you do give them the care, the minimum amount of care that they need, they will turn out just fine. Just as a quick reminder, these minimums include proper sunlight or its stand-in, proper food, which could be fowl, beef, or fish, and we will have a show one day soon on feeding. I'll do that. Maybe I'll come up with one for next week or the week after. That they have enough room to move around in and grow, that the enclosure is big enough for them to move around in and grow. Let's see, what else? Make sure they have enough calcium if it's not already present in their food source. If you get it on bunnies, chickens, not a lot of fish. Don't give them a lot of fish. But fish, sometimes, bunnies, chickens, the bone meat, you know, you're going to give them, even if you're giving them food with small bones in it, ribs, you know, baby back ribs, but not baby back ribs, but you know what I'm talking about, small pig ribs and stuff. As long as they're getting bones in the chicken and in the meat, they'll get calcium. They'll get the calcium if they get bones. They will eat the bone. That's a big part of that meal. Deer, stuff, all that stuff. If you're giving them bones, and deer is okay, you can give them the leg bones, they'll eat it. They'll crack them apart and eat them. They will. But give them proper food. If they're not having calcium in their food, make sure that you add reptic cow or something like that. Again, make sure their water is clean or cleanish. Sometimes it's okay to be a little bit brackish, but brackish is a lot different than filthy water. If they're pooping in their water and the filters are clogged and the water and the filters aren't cleaning up the poop and they're not getting the proper water, the proper cleaning, and it's all like filthy like that, then that's terrible. That's neglect. That's mishandling. So that's, you know, don't do that. But a little bit of water is okay. And that's about all I can give you on these subjects for today. I think we have about 30 seconds left. I'm going to tell you thanks for listening. Go to our website if you want to hear archived shows, or go to blogtalkradio/BamTheCaimanHunter-Bam-The-CaimanHunter. And the best to you. Happy herping. Love to hear from you. Thanks for listening. See you next week, Wednesday.
Wednesday, 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Central, and noon in the mountains. Happy harping, people.